normal public services. It might have touching regard to the requirements of some big people to big places. But not only that, in large councils, which is that very blue thing that elected us, after my knowledge, in any case, they never sent the list. Because I would have been the first thing that they rose to deal with it. Because there was one letter in which I did deal. No. One man is dead, the other man is living. I was minister, my heart known, a person whom I did not know before rushed into my room and told me, sir, the Public Service Commission has decided to appoint me to say in so-called submitted hospital. I was prepared for it. You know that person, sir. His qualifications for that post. And these are my qualifications. You have heard of me, you have not met you before. And the Public Service Commission has recommended that other person for the job. And it is going out. Yes, sir? Yes, sir, madam? Yes, sir. Cut over the phone. Yes. And then this happened. If that Public Service Commission goes on with that, I shall create the matter both in Cabinet and in Parliament. I know Mr. So-and-so. I know so-and-so. They are not making me fall. If you don't put it right, there will be very serious trouble for me. He has probably called up the chairman, and as I told him, he's got something in my head. I think you're going to be a little careful in your appointments. Promptly. Playing him. Right. When one got it, the
Kennedy. Yes, but was there to prevent DS bringing up and putting one of his relatives in a high place? So I say a new NP man of some ability, but not as good.
I am not aware of any such thing taking place in my times in our history. I don't think even the people knew afterwards. I doubt if they didn't know. That's a common thing now.
Even nowadays, with regard to the young officers you might meet, what do you think of their abilities and their willingness to take responsibility?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. They can't take responsibility. They'll pass it very blue. Anybody who comes near us. A great shame, a great pity. The Health Department is now not in a position to deal effectively with an insubordinate minus member of the minor staff. There is no administration in this country today, frankly. There is no rule of law.
And any comment to make on C.P. Silva as Minister of Lands and his agrarian policies?
All that I can say is this. You will find in one of those documents, which is better than I wrote to C.P., when I was detaining myself in the Mumble Media police station. You will see in the letter what I think about this policy and so on and so forth.
That's about language policy.
Language.
Oh, I see.
Language. Purely on the language. I don't know whether you are aware, I don't put this on record. Even for CP, you know, the development of Parole would never have taken place. You see? Never. A really first-class organizer, and he used to work in the Kalvadapuram Kachari. Before DDG came, with mosquitoes buzzing all around, he would work with the curtain over his table and himself. That fellow Mirija success of that Vinayas key. He not talking less than in a great failure. But alas, he fell down with Dudley. I think in that Dudley was very severely to blame.
I thought he had given false figures.
What nonsense. That's their excuse. That's their excuse. You mistaken figures, but not concocted figures. You see? Of course, when C.B. got out to Dudley, he had to go. He went and joined SWRD. And SWRD was bent upon getting into power by hook or by crook. And as he escaped by crook, that is how it turned out to be. Because he associated SWRD, he passed himself off. And I think, you know, I don't know if it is in Parliament, but I don't want to repeat it here. You know, of course, C.P. has suffered considerably by certain ill and wrong action to which he had been made a party. A brilliant one. First-class administrator.
But I think I call that. Information at points where recorder was switched off. First point. He said that the Federal Party had misled themselves and misled the Indians. Second point. Pertaining to C.P. De Silva. When in that year appointments to the civil service were made, 5 had been chosen. Whereupon a man with a goiter named Jayasundara had come to see him, see Sundaralingam. And virtually in tears explained that his son contributed at that time. Jayasundara said, yes, I knew him when I was president of the rural court in Goa. Do you know him well? Asked Sun. Yes. Well then, said Sun, are you prepared to go to his office and put this case before him in the same way? Implying, put up the same performance. Yes, said Jayasundara. Well, said Sun, do so. And once you have completed the mission, come and see me. Well, Jayasundara had returned in about 1.5 hours and said that Wedderburn had signified his acceptance, provided that the border ministers were, that Wedderburn had signified
agreed to admit two more civil servants if the board of ministers were willing to do so. Sun had then got on the telephone and spoken to DS, who he knew had always been saying that more civil servants were necessary. He said, DS, you say you are understaffed. Don't you think that you need two more civil servants? This year, DS had been inclined to agree. Sun then said, between you and me, Mr. Jayasundara, the father of the candidate who is seventh, is here and would like his son to get into the civil service. I think we could very well have two more civil servants. Jayasundara has seen Vedaman and he has said that he is willing to have two more if the board agrees. DS had agreed and both of them had together prepared the relevant papers and got the board to agree. Of course, Jayasundara could not be taken in without taking CP Disil. Both of them, incidentally, had been students of his, that is, Sundaralingam's students. And had been very able students. While this was going on, C.P. De Silva's father, Proctor, had got to hear that Jayasundara was, father was maneuvering successfully to get his son in, and had come rushing up to Colombo and in order to push his son's claims. Sun had told him, this is not none of your business. Go back home and don't spoil Jayasundara's chances and your son's chances. So that was how C.P. De Silva got into the service.
End of interview with Professor C. Sundaralingam, 18th September 1967.
What I normally do is to ask questions about if I may get the framework.
Yes.